This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Germany and Poland say they're not sending troops to Ukraine following comments from French President Emmanuel Macron, who said he would consider it as the Kremlin warns of a wider war, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The announcements come amid reports that some Western countries may be considering doing so as the war with Russia enters its third year. Meanwhile, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned against such ideas, saying, those who not only express such thoughts, but even allow them in their heads should use these heads for more rational thoughts, safer for Europe. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said any NATO combat troops in Ukraine would create an inevitable conflict between Russia and the alliance. Moscow's warning came a day after French President Emmanuel Macron said that sending in Western ground troops should not be ruled out in the future. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel and Hamas played down chances of an imminent breakthrough in talks for a ceasefire in Gaza. Their comments followed remarks by U.S. President Joe Biden, who said Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release more hostages held by the militants. Biden said his comments reflected his optimism for a deal, not that all remaining hurdles had been overcome. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday he had consistently resisted pressure to end the Gaza war prematurely, and this stand has popular U.S. support, quote, that will help us continue the campaign until total victory over Hamas. Netanyahu noted a poll that found 82% of Americans support Israel over Hamas. This is VOA News. The stalemate over getting more aid to Ukraine continues, with the White House urging the House of Representatives Republican leader to move faster. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Speaker Mike Johnson still is not committing to a vote on the aid package, but says the House is looking at options.
And we will address that in a timely manner.
At the White House.
What do you mean by that? I can tell you, to the Ukrainian soldier on the battlefront, timeliness is now.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We're already, in some ways, too late.
Saying Ukrainian forces have lost one key town due in part to a lack of ammunition.
They are certainly beginning to lose territory that they had clawed back from the Russians. And now they have to give it back to the Russians because they can't fight them off.
Kirby says the Ukrainians simply deserve better.
It's not running out of courage, they're running out of bullets.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kenyan communities near a major national tourist attraction are seeing a rise in human-wildlife conflict impacting their lives and income. Communities near the national park complain of animal attacks and crop destruction. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
In mid-2023, Kenya's Minister of Tourism and Wildlife dispersed $6.2 million as compensation to victims of human-wildlife conflict, covering deaths, injuries, and crop and livestock losses. According to the Kenya Wildlife Service, the government faces additional pending claims of more than $39 million due to human-wildlife conflicts. Kenya's population growth has exacerbated human-wildlife conflicts, aggravated by the lack of a comprehensive land use policy. Five Talents Kenya, working with the U.S. Agency for International Development, has initiated programs supporting communities near Tsavo National Park. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Political crisis talks called by Senegal's president Macky Sall on Tuesday reached a broad consensus that the presidential vote he postponed could not be held before his mandate ends on April 2nd, multiple participants told AFP. Sall's two-day national dialogue aimed at setting a date for the delayed election and also advocated the head of state remain in office before the end of his term until his successor is installed. A toppled moon lander is still beaming back pictures as it nears the final hours of its life. Intuitive Machines posted the latest photo of the moon's unexplored south polar region Tuesday. The lander Odysseus captured the shots last Thursday, shortly before making the first U.S. moon landing in more than 50 years. Odysseus landed on its side, hampering communication and power generation. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.